All right, we are back. So we are going to extend the show by another 20
or so.
2.5 minutes.
Well, 20 minutes or so.
You just can't get enough of us.
19 minutes.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Well, wow, we've been listening to that 70s music fucking on the radio way too much. Pump it to the house.
It's because we want to hear the final part of Boy Shannon.
What? Wait, what? I thought we were done.
No,
so that way you went to work, you had to sit on your bruised buttocks for a while.
Yeah, it hurts.
But you had to talk yourself into it.
I told you that. I said I thought of you a lot yesterday, every time I sat down.
See, and
how many times did
part.
You stare at your bruised ass?
Well, it's a few.
Exact. That is.
Yeah, but we all do it. Every single one of us.
Yes. It's the first thing you do.
I don't do it.
Oh, please.
What's that?
I don't stare at my own ass.
Yes, you do.
Oh, all the time.
Remember the paddle print?
I can't. I get too hard if I do that.
The paddle print. We have to re-paddle print you.
No, we don't, sir.
I thought it was cute. I think we should.
I think we should make the puppy paw one get marked in there. You wanted to get a tattoo of a puppy paw on your ass, so let's just freaking whap it in there with this paddle.
Whap it.
Why don't we just brand it instead?
That's what I said.
And we did talk about that.
The master said brands don't last. I said, we'll just keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think we should do
one on each. We'll brand one cheek, and then we'll tattoo the other. And right in between, we'll paddle.
But, no, I already got a tattoo on the one cheek. I got the boots on the one
cheek. Yeah, I know. So we'll put the puppy paw under the boot. So that would be the tattoo side.
Now, Bushan, you were saying something.
No, I was saying about the marks thing and the little obsession over marks and whatnot. I was watching TV last night with my daughter, and I was laying on my stomach on the couch because I didn't want to sit. But so my foot didn't have any socks on, and he had hit me a few times on the bottom of the foot.
I hit you once on the bottom of the foot.
No, I think it was twice.
No, once.
Was it only once?
Just once.
Okay, but anyway.
But anyway, my point being is, as she was walking by, she's like, "Oh my God, what's on the bottom of your foot?"
Seriously?
And I got so excited. I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Oh, you must have. It was just like lint or something." And I'm like, "Oh."
So you got excited because you thought you had a welt on the bottom of your
Okay, Boy Shannon.
But luckily now she knows you hang around the house naked.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome.
That.
And you get spanked.
Well,
I would like to thank you all for that. And
you're welcome.
My eventual
You are so welcome. And I'm going to have a mic tonight in my hand at one point.
Yes, Pup Squeak is saying in the chat room. I always loved it when I felt the bruise or weren't from a flogging. I actually have lots of pictures of that we can help post for you, Pup Squeak.
We do?
I'm just saying.
They're on everybody's phone.
And we mean everybody's. Housewives, that is, Pup. Right. Housewives.
One of my best experiences with marks on my back was the one time you did the canes, and it looked like landscape planet thingy going on my back. And I went to the gym, and this guy, I turned around, and this guy was, like, staring at me with his mouth open. It was like, hey. I just didn't know what to say because I just thought, oh, so cool.
Okay, you know, like, they show the old ancient roads when you see them from above the desert. And it was, like, it's just, like, desert and dark crisscross lines.
Right.
That's what his back looked like. That it didn't bruise. It didn't do anything. It just had these lines. It was fucking
cool.
And it lasted for quite some time.
And I don't know how I did it. But it's just your skin how it reacted that time. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it was the first with the canes, right?
Yeah. And that was cool.
That was
anyway,
cool.
Just saying.
And you enjoyed somebody looking at it. So okay, let me ask, since this is kind of going around, let me ask this. Is this part of the excitement or part of the enjoyment of being flogged or caned is having other people see it and you knowing and you wanting them to know or thinking that they might know and it kind of...
I don't know. I don't think so. Not for me anyway.
Yes.
Is it? You think?
It's for you. Why is it for you?
But then I say that and the first thing I do when I leave here is I forward all the people who I talk to about this, the pictures.
And
like Annie gets a picture, Liliana gets a picture, Missy gets a picture, like whatever.
So
right?
So you do because you wouldn't forward the pictures if you didn't.
Yeah, but
right?
I don't like post it on Facebook or anything. Those are people who I talk to.
No, that's
not
true. I did post mine on Facebook.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
But,
yeah, you did.
But
Pup Squeak gets pictures, and then I wait for Pup Squeak to answer about the pictures, and she doesn't.
Yeah, but you got to remember, okay, so when I go to the gym, I'm dressed in my little, dress shirt, my little dress pants, and my little shoes, right? And I go in, and I take all that stuff off, and there's a chain collar around with the thing, and I've got the tattoo thing, and then marks on my back. It's kind of like, people are like, what the fuck?
They might think that you're some Jesus freak and you flog yourself. Mm-hmm. So, what? Okay,
do
so.
But
what part of that? What part of that? Like, do you find exciting?
Probably the same way that I terrorize my mom. I just like to catch them off guard.
Okay. Now you like people. Well, used to. You're not so much anymore. But you used to like it, having sex in public. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? Yeah, you're in fucking. You are in porn videos of orgies.
Okay, but it's fine.
Don't tell me no. Yes, you did.
Doesn't everybody kind of have that like
exhibition side of it?
Not necessarily exhibition, but that whole fear of being caught.
This is on film.
This was doing it on camera.
Porn.
But you know, but yeah, but you.
There's no fear of being caught. You are on camera.
No, not necessarily. I don't think that. I don't know. I don't know.
There's
a little excitement in the idea of someone catching you. Like, you can do that and do something on camera. It doesn't mean anybody you know is ever going to see it.
Well, no, they were all on camera with them. Of course they're going to see it.
But it's just it's the being watched thing, somebody watching you.
But then when we had played it at the park, you kind of like, I used to like this. I don't know. And you were you weren't uncomfortable, but you seemed almost like, oh, this is good.
I knew them all at the park too well, I think. That was it.
So they had to be strangers?
And some of them are really strange at the park who are watching us.
So you think that it's better, you'd rather a stranger watch?
Well, when I did porn, it was enclosed. I knew who was there.
Yeah.
I kind of controlled it a little bit. And I also would tell people they couldn't touch me and things like that.
So. Well, yeah, but nobody touches you when you're with me.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was just different. I don't know. Maybe it's
because I just think it's, I think it was just a different thing because you were almost like, I used to like this, and it was like, I'm not going to come. Can we go? And I was like,
well, it's like,
okay.
It's got to be the right time and the right connection. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've gone into the play area in the back, and if you got, or anywhere, and you got creepy people watching you or touching you or whatever.
Never
or
touching.
People that like you're kind of friendly in a certain way, but not sexually. It's kind of weird, you know. Or, you know, you're in the middle of something and suddenly you hear the, you know, cackle in the back. It ruins the whole, it just ruins the whole mood.
Okay, I look at it this way. If you're in the back, let's say I was going to do that. Creepy people don't touch because you just basically tell them politely to fuck off. Anyone else that's watching that's out there, regardless of how you know them, they're out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
It's
not like they're innocent. They happen to be walking by. Mm. There's just no way to happen to walk by.
So does it matter to you whom it is then? Obviously not. So Mark is saying, well, he's uncomfortable with certain people. You're saying if they're there, they're there. Who fucking cares? They can watch me do whatever I'm doing.
I don't care because I'm good at what I do, so you can watch.
Well, actually, I kind of like it better than people I know because then you get to show off a bit more going, this is how it's done.
Wow.
That is not my take on
being
in public.
No.
When was the last time you had sex in public, boy, Shannon?
Oh, it's been a while.
Well, we got it. Well,
like when exactly? Like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Huh.
And where was that? Just curious.
Well, I don't know if I would call it sex, necessarily.
But just tell us the story.
I fingered a chick at the beach on a park bench in the middle of the day.
Oh.
That was awful.
Like busy beach, park bench was facing the what?
It was pathway, in a playground.
Wow. The girl was how old? So tell me how old the girl was, and it better be of age.
She's like 40. I don't
13?
Know. 13? No, 40.
Oh, 40.
She was 40, watching her daughter as they played on the play equipment.
Yeah, that's my daughter over there.
And there was Shannon. Hey, come here, sweetie. Let me put my fingers there.
It was later in the day.
Wow.
After the general park
closed.
Was it dark?
So after the park closed, when the old perverted people came in.
Wow.
No,
you just can't win on this one, man.
No,
you know that. It's going to sound bad.
And on that note, you are listening to House of MNSM. If you'd like to email and complain, don't fucking bother. But if you'd like to just email and say something else.
Or donate
would be nice. General is show@houseofmnsm.com, or use the first name of anybody that is here, including Slave Wayne, who is in the chat room. First name @houseofmnsm.com, and we will get back to you. If you have any suggestions for the show, always welcome. We'll be right back.